to Afghanistan, where today the International Red Cross is warning that a major humanitarian crisis is brewing as it gets colder and food shortages worsen. Even before the Taliban takeover, the country, devastated by decades of war and corruption, posted the highest infant mortality rates and lowest life expectancies in the world. Doctors Without Borders has been on the ground in Afghanistan for four decades, providing medical care and staffing clinics. Martina Flockstra is operations manager. She's here by Skype from Kabul and back from Kandahar. Martina, we know you don't take sides in any country, so you can stay apolitical and do your good work there. But what are you seeing when it comes to humanitarian aid?
Yeah, so we see a big need. When the fighting ended in August, we saw a steep increase of patients coming to our hospitals. We treat in one hospital, for instance, in Lashkargah, we treat around 1,000 people per day. We are concerned because the health system in Afghanistan was highly dependent on foreign money, which has all been frozen, and we see the results. The access to healthcare is decreasing steeply. There has been a drought. Population has been affected by violence and major economic problems in the country, leading indeed to steep increased food prices. So we are extremely concerned. We also see this in our clinics. We see increased number of children coming who are severe, acute, malnourished. For instance, in Herat, our bed capacity has doubled over the past weeks. And we are concerned that when a normal health system, which was already weak, which is about to collapse, this will only increase. Staff has not been paid, supplies are running out, and we are already receiving more patients in our facility.
What a thing the people in Afghanistan have been through. We saw what happened at the airport. We saw people clinging to airplanes. We are hearing about young people who grew up without the Taliban. They're 25. They don't remember the Taliban rule and now have the shock of having their lives completely eclipsed. I can't imagine there aren't serious reactions to all of this on a mental health level.
Yes, so we had in a few of our hospitals, we had already integrated mental health services, but indeed there is an increased need. So we will also see whether we will further increase mental health support.
So you as a foreign aid worker, all your staff, you're able to work because you adhere in every country to the local demands. And in this case, it's the Taliban demanding head coverings. Female patients are still coming in for deliveries. As a woman on the streets in Kabul, though, I don't know how much you feel free to say, but what are you seeing happen around you as women are being told not to come to school, maybe not to come to other jobs? What are you observing?
I cannot speak on behalf of Afghan women. What, of course, I do hear is that, of course, people are shocked and concerned, afraid for how the future is going to look.
Staying with what's needed, as we mentioned this, you know, concern about the lack of international aid because of fears that the Taliban might abuse the money. But we know that the UN also already met and countries pledged $1 billion in humanitarian aid. What is it that's needed?
That money should go to ensure that the public healthcare system can function. People should receive their salary. And medical supplies should be available. Over the past decades, health infrastructure has been for 75% dependent on foreign money. And this is where the money should be going, not linked to any political agenda.
Medical aid is one thing, but what kind of foods are people not eating, which can lead to medical issues?
I hear that flour, oil, etc., that the prices are going extremely high up, which means, of course, that people can buy less food and give less food to their children. This combined with a drought, and in addition, people have been affected by violence and with that have been displaced and returned, but not able to, for instance, harvest. So that whole combination leads to increased malnourished children. And in addition, during the times of the active conflict, we treated a lot of wounded and we saw less patients coming to the hospital because they were too afraid to move. Now we see a lot of patients, women who need to deliver their child. We see malnourished children. And let's not rule out that also Afghanistan is in its third wave of COVID. Luckily now the numbers are going down a bit, but we don't exclude a fourth wave to come. And in addition, with the limited availability of ICU care, oxygen, we are of course still very concerned.
That's Doctors Without Borders Operations Manager Martina Flockstra speaking to us from Kabul. Martina, thank you. Stay safe and best to you in your continued good work.
Thank you.